Hey, beautiful souls, and welcome to the first episode of Divinity Within. I'm Shauna, your host, guide, and your sister on this transformational journey. You ready to go deeper? To rediscover your strength, your purpose, your divinity within. You are ready to connect with your divine essence. Before we begin, I want to say how grateful I am that you're here today. The fact that you tuned in tells me something important. You're ready. You're ready to go deeper, to rediscover your strength, your purpose, your divinity within. You are ready to connect with your divine essence. Let me share a personal story. A few years ago, I went through a season of deep self-doubt. On the surface, my life looked great. I had the career, the relationship, and the achievements. But inside, I felt empty. I was constantly asking myself, what's missing? Why do I feel so disconnected? Then one day, in a quiet moment of prayer, I heard a whisper in my heart. Everything you're searching for is already within you. From that moment on, my life changed. I stopped seeking validation from the world around me and started exploring the divinity within me. I realized that we are not just humans trying to have spiritual experiences. We are divine beings having human experiences. And that truth changed everything. So today, I want to invite you to begin your own journey of discovering the divinity within. We'll explore what it means, how to uncover it, and why it is key to living a life of fulfillment and purpose. This episode is all about laying the foundation for an incredible transformation that is waiting for you. So grab your journal, a cup of tea, or whatever makes you comfortable, and let's begin. Let's start with a question. What does divinity mean to you? For some, it's a connection to God. For others, it's the spark of life, the part of you that feels deeply aligned with the universe. But at its core, divinity is about recognizing that you are more than your circumstances, your mistakes. It's about knowing that you were created with intent and purpose. Let's start by defining what I mean when I say the divinity within. This isn't about religion or dogma. It's about the sacred, powerful essence that lives inside of each and every one of us. The Bible tells us in Psalms 139:14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Think about that for a moment. You were created with intention, care, and love. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. You are a masterpiece. Here's the thing. Life has a way of making us forget this truth. The trials, the criticisms, the heartbreaks, the mistakes. They can all cloud our vision and make us forget who we are. Discovering the divinity within is about peeling back those layers of doubt, fear, and insecurity to reconnect with the truth of who you are. It's about remembering you were created in the image of God. And because of that, you carry a piece of the divine within you. Let's be real for a second. Life can be messy. It's full of challenges, setbacks, and moments that make us question our worth. So let's go through a few examples. Here are a few common ways we can lose sight of our inner divinity. How often are we based our worth on what others think of us? Whether it's trying to please a parent, impress a boss, or fit into societal standards. We often look outside of ourselves for validation, but the external validation is fleeting. It would never fill the void inside. Social media has made it easier than ever to compare ourselves to others. We look at someone else's highlight reel and think, why don't I have that? Why can't I be like them? But here's the truth. God didn't create you to be like anyone else. Your journey is your own. And of course, negative self-talk. Let's be real. Sometimes our own minds are the loudest critics. I know that can seem overused, but it's the truth. The way we talk to ourselves matter. How many times have you thought, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, or I'll never be successful? Those thoughts create a cycle of self-doubt that can cloud your sense of self-worth. These untruths or lies become the lens through which we see ourselves, and they block us from seeing the divinity within. If any of this resonates with you, I want you to take a deep breath right now and remind yourself, I am not my circumstances. I am not my past. I am a divine creation, full of potential and purpose. Let's say that one more time. Take a deep breath. I am not my circumstances. I am not my past. I am a divine creation, full of potential and purpose. One more time. I am not my circumstances. I am not my past. I am a divine creation. Now that we talked about what divinity is and how we lose sight of it, let's talk about how to reconnect with it. I call these the three pillars of self-discovering the divinity within. The first step is getting to know yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your strengths, even your struggles. Ask yourself questions like, what makes me feel alive? What are my strengths? What are my unique gifts? What fears or beliefs are holding me back? Your divinity also comes from the Creator. To reconnect with it, you must nurture your relationship with God. These can look different for everyone. Prayer, meditation, time in nature, or even journaling your conversations with God. For me, sometimes it used to be on a treadmill for 20 minutes that I had that alone time. In Jeremiah 29:11, God reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. My plans to prosper you and not to harm you. My plans to give you hope and future." He's already written your story with love. Take the time to nurture your spiritual connection, whether through prayer, meditation, or simply spending time in nature. One of my favorite practices is starting my day with gratitude. Try this. Before you get out of bed tomorrow, thank God for three things. Once you've reconnected with your divinity, it's time to live it out. This means align your actions with your values and use your gifts to serve others. Living with purpose does not mean you have to change the world overnight. It simply means showing up as your authentic self every day. Living with purpose means aligning your actions with your values. It's about using your unique gifts to make a difference in the world. Purpose isn't always about doing. It's about being the person you are created to be. Ask yourself, how can I serve others while staying true to myself? Now, let's put this all into action with a journaling exercise, if you can. Grab a notebook and a pen. If you're driving or on the go, don't worry. Just reflect on these prompts in your mind. Write down five things you love about yourself. It could be qualities like kindness, creativity, or determination. Don't hold back. This is about celebrating yourself. Reflect on a moment when you felt truly alive or felt joy. It's okay to feel joy or feel alive. How can you recreate more moments like that? What were you doing? Who were you with? What did that moment teach you about yourself? Write a prayer or affirmation that honors your divinity. For an example, Lord, thank you for creating me with love and purpose. Help me to see myself through your eyes as strong, capable, and enough. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I choose to honor the divinity within me. Or, I am a reflection of divine greatness. I am enough. I'm worthy of love and success. Take your time with this exercise. There's no right or wrong answer. The goal is to simply reconnect with the beauty and power already within you. Thank you for spending time with me today. I hope you're walking away with a clear understanding of your divine nature and a deeper appreciation for the incredible person you already are. Remember, discovering the divinity within isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. You were created for a reason, and everything you need is already inside you. Before we wrap up, here's a final thought. Your divinity is not something you have to earn. It's something that you already possess. You are enough, you are loved, and you are worthy. Carry that truth with you today. In our next episode, we'll explore the journey of self-discovery, how to peel back the layers of your identity and reconnect with your authentic self. You don't want to miss that one. If you love today's episode, please share it with a friend who needs a reminder of how extraordinary they are. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss a single episode of Divinity Within. Leave a comment and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, stay blessed, stay inspired, and always remember, you are divine.